God is dead and doesn't watch. Easter week tomb robbing on Peru's north coast. On the north coast of Peru, Easter is a time for family and sometimes for grave robbing. The Easter week, Semana Santa, is particularly special to people in Latin America. In Peru, people who live elsewhere travel to their home villages for this time of family, reflection, and then celebration. But there's a dark side to this holiday. Easter week is, traditionally, when vaqueros rob the ancient tombs of Peru's north coast. Over 90% of the famous archaeological sites of this region have been looted, and it is clear that Easter is a troubled time for Peru's past. What is a vaquero? A vaquero is a person who clandestinely excavates at archaeological sites for the purpose of obtaining marketable antiquities. The term is derived from the Quechua word huaca. Prior to the Spanish conquest, a huaca was anything that was sacred, with an emphasis on sacred places. Depending on the context, use of the term huaca in modern times can imply that there's still a sacred quality to these sites and objects. Today, the term is most often ascribed to archaeological sites. In the form huaco, it normally but not exclusively means an ancient ceramic pot. A huaquero, then, is a person who illicitly excavates huacas, archaeological sites, for huacos, artifacts. The verb associated with huaqueros is huaquear, to illicitly dig at or loot an archaeological site. One case of Easter week looting. During Semana Santa in 2014, a group of five looters destroyed 25 tombs in a Sican cultural cemetery at the archaeological site of Cerro Campana. The looters were caught due to the increased police and archaeological monitoring of heritage sites during Easter week. They were detected at 5 p.m. on Holy Wednesday and had been looting the site since the night before. They fled from authorities, leaving tools and motorcycles behind, but police felt confident that they would be able to identify the looters. Why Easter, though? So there's a North Coast legend that during Easter week, artifacts rise to the surface, that they're easy to find, and one barely has to dig for them. Some sources report that Good Friday is the preferred day for looting because, quote, God is dead and doesn't watch. Others say that looting starts on Maundy Thursday, when outstanding curses that protect an archaeological site are somehow lifted. Some believe that the pre-conquest occupants of archaeological sites are non-Christian Gentiles who, in a sort of raising from the dead sense, cluster near the surface of the earth only during Easter week so that they may be found by Christians. However, archaeologist Walter Alva says that the practice of Easter week looting was introduced by the Spanish, who would have taken a large cut of whatever was looted, sort of like a tax. He believed that Easter looting has no foundation in ancient pre-conquest cultural tradition, but rather has been used as an excuse to rob graves. He notes that low-level Easter week looters take all the risk and make nearly no money from the practice. Only professional antiquity smuggling intermediaries tend to profit. In an interesting blog post, archaeologist Wilder Leon Azcura relates that while he was a student in the 1970s, he and several of his friends decided to go looting in the Jicotepeque River Valley during Easter week. They were young and naive and thought, perhaps maybe artifacts do come to the surface, as the legends say. They looted on land owned by a relative of one of the students. And they used a metal rod that they poked into the surface of the earth and eventually found the burial of a man. far from coming to the surface, the students were forced to dig to loot this tomb. Thus, Easter week looting was his initiation into the world of archaeology, and was the moment that he realized how destructive looting really is. Regulation, punishment, and attitude change. Because the connection of looting to Easter week is well known, the potential to educate the public and regulate the practice during Easter is taken very seriously in Peru. The newspapers print reminders that the practice is illegal and warnings that the penalties for looting are steep. At the moment, looters face up to 3 to 8 years in prison, and there is some talk that this penalty will increase soon. Guarding communities have been established which work with local police to monitor archaeological sites that are likely to be looted during Easter week. These communities are not only made up of archaeologists and museum staff, but local residents and other volunteers. In other words, there's an increase in site protection and vigilance during Easter, and there's a concerted effort to involve and educate the public about protection of ancient past. So does this work? It seems so, actually. Walter Alva says more than 3,000 visitors come to the Royal Tombs of Sipan Museum during Easter week alone. There they not only experience new and exciting exhibitions about the history of Peru's north coast, but they also learn the story of the looting of the archaeological site of Sipan and the efforts made by Alva and others to save the site. Alva believes that the practice of looting during Easter week has gone into sharp decline in recent years. He sees this as both a result of increased protection of sites and because looting has become socially unacceptable. Carlos Aguilar Calderon, the head of a Ministry of Culture unit devoted to the protection of archaeological sites, also believes that Easter looting is on the out. He says that the greatest threat to Peru's sites, archaeological sites in the region at the moment, is from developers who level sites with heavy machinery and quarry them for construction fill. So not looting. But the question remains is, can the looting of an archaeological site be a cultural practice? This is very difficult to answer, but it is not something that is unheard of. At times, living cultural traditions threaten a Western idea of heritage preservation. Modern use of an ancient site can slowly destroy it. Religious requirements that involve, for example, the burial or exposure of ancient cultural objects to the elements, rub up against the idea of the cultural heritage of all humanity. Some would even say that they allow only a small group to make what could be called destructive heritage preservation decisions. There is no easy road through this. Looting of archaeological sites permeates the culture of the North Coast. The vast majority of people there don't loot and probably don't know anyone who does. However, Huaquero mythology is everywhere. Looting in the area is filled with curses and spirits, riches and legend. And that's hard for anyone to resist. Everyone knows stories. One of the best ways to illustrate the place that the Huaquero myth occupies in Peru is through the lyrics to a well-known song, Huaquero Viejo, to which people dance the marinera norteña, the national dance of Peru. The lyrics, translated from Spanish to English by me, are, "I am the old grave robber, and I've come to loot pottery, from the highest ancient mound to the lowest ancient mound." So the culture of looting runs deep in Peru, but looting's also destructive and unsustainable as a practice. The resource is finite, and the gains are poor. It seems like Walter Alva and the Peruvian authorities are on the right track. They've even made museum and archaeological site entry free during Easter week. If Easter week is a time when families are together and want to engage with their culture and their ancient past. This could be made into a time to visit local museums and archaeological sites without looting them.